Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. So, Jonathan, where are you taking us this week?
Kismet.
Kismet, brought to us by the ladies from Mad Capra.
Right.
The Sarahs.
The Sarahs, and also by John and Vinny, who's a geese they're under.
Okay, so are we experiencing more Middle Eastern?
We are experiencing Middle Eastern food. It's not from a particular region, though I'd imagine that Israel might be sort of a common denominator. It's not aiming towards anything like authenticity. It's a light, super highly flavored, lots of herbs, lots of labneh, and fun to eat.
Okay, so normally when we talk about restaurants, we start with the beginning courses and then go big. But in this case, I'd like to go big right away.
That's not a bad idea. There's one big course on the menu, rabbit, which was also the specialty at the restaurant they ran in Brooklyn before they came to Los Angeles. And it's a lovely composed rabbit platter. There's some rabbit stew. There's some roasted rabbit legs scattered with herbs. And there's like rabbit kebabs, where the rabbit meat alternates with caramelized squash. It feeds two, this plate, or probably four people if you wear skinny jeans.
So talk to me a bit about some of the other items on the menu that are more sort of grazing.
I really love the small turnips, basically trimmed, served raw with butter and like little salty bits of preserved lemon. You know, I guess you'd traditionally eat radishes before a French meal. They have freaky fritters, which are sort of loose, like almost falafel-sized balls made from cracked green wheat, served with what they appropriately call a pickly green sauce. I've never gone there without getting what they call the lemony chicken and pine nut pies, which are almost Bastilla-like, but not quite Bastilla. Very flaky, tender pastry filled with ground chicken or minced chicken with pine nuts and herbs.
What's interesting to me about this menu is you can go for the rabbit, which feeds 2 to 4,
right,
for $80. Or you can add up easily to $80 with the shared plates.
May I say that I have unknowingly run up just astronomical bills there. Or at least once, before I realized that maybe you don't have to get every single one of the salads. Though you want to. That's a menu that you want to say, please, all of it. During the day, they actually have something called the Turkishish breakfast, which is essentially everything, or almost everything, or as much of everything as you would want to have.
I love it. They call it all the things.
All the things.
I want all the things.
Because you do want the shaved kohlrabi with the kumquats and the barberries. And you do want the bowl of pickled mussels floating in sort of a lovely brine with currants. And
one of those places.
Right.
That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Kismet in East Hollywood. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.